Hello. Welcome to Women's Football Report. I'm your host, Sydney. This is the week of 9/20. I know it's been a while since the Olympics. I was hoping to get this out by the first week of the WSL season, but I had a lot because I just moved into college and everything. So it's week three of the WSL season. It's the end of the NWSL season. So I'm going to go over NWSL matches, WSL matches, and just some other stuff. I'm not going to go too in-depth because there's a lot of stuff to cover with the beginning of the WSL season and what's happened in the NWSL season so far. So we're going to get into it with the NWSL matches. There was 5 matches this week, and we're going to start with Gotham FC versus the North Carolina Courage. Before I actually started, I just wanted to mention that this was the first games after the international break, so there was a little bit of a gap in between the times each of these teams last played. Gotham was the home team, and they ended up beating the North Carolina Courage 3-1. North Carolina had the early lead in the 20th minute, but 8 minutes later, Gotham equalized on a PK taken by Carly Lloyd. 8 minutes after the PK, Gotham scored again with a Mitch Purse goal. Gotham got a late goal in the 82nd minute to secure the win at home. Gotham is now in 8th with 25 points. They're going to need to make a playoff push because the top 6 teams make the playoffs, but it's a tight race right now with spots 3-8. With like 29 points to 25 points, so they're only four points out of the third spot. So North Carolina is still looking good with 29 points, but is going to need to pick it up in the last couple games for the playoff positions. Moving on to the next game, the Portland Thorns visited the Chicago Red Stars. I keep having to re-record this because there's a car outside honking, so I'm going to hopefully be able to get this done. This isn't really game-related. I mean, I guess it is. If you saw this on Twitter this past weekend, this is where I saw it. Portland's team bus caught on fire before the game. No one was hurt. Like, no one was in the bus, but it was just, like, weird. Like, I don't know. But getting on to the game, the Chicago Red Stars beat Portland 2-1. Portland actually had the 1-0 lead, but the Red Stars equalized late in the first half and got the go-ahead goal in the second. The Red Stars are looking good because in the beginning of the season, they actually played the Portland Thorns and lost 5-0. Portland is still in good playoff position, still in first. After dropping points, they have 38 points, and the next closest is 35, but they still have a game in hand. Chicago is now in fourth with 29 points and tied with North Carolina, but has less goal differential. As long as the Red Stars keep picking up points, they're looking good for playoff position. A lot of the things I'm going to talk about today is with playoff positions because there's not many games left and a lot of teams are really close to being either in the playoffs or out. So with that, I'm going to move on to another team making a playoff push. This is the Houston Dash visiting Racing Louisville. The Dash picked up the 4-0 win. They started off with an early goal in the 34th minute with Bree Vasali getting her first NWSL goal. There were 2 goals in each half, and Christy Mewis had a really good performance with a goal and player of the match performance, and this is right after she played internationally too, so she's looking good. Racing Louisville struggled offensively with their striker Nadia Nadim out with an ACL tear. The Dash is currently 1 spot out of playoff position with 26 points. Racing Louisville, on the other hand, is not looking so good. They only have 17 points and they're in 9th, only ahead of Kansas City. But this is their first year. This is an expansion side, so I wasn't expecting them to be in this playoffs, but I'm hoping they can keep improving, especially with the new teams coming to the league. Moving on to Kansas City. Kansas City visited the Spirit and lost once again. I don't even think I'm going to go into the Spirit. Like, there's obviously a lot of drama going on with the Spirit with their coach allegations and everything with Steve Baldwin. If you don't know about that, there was a good article. I forget who wrote it, but it was talking about how Steve Baldwin agreed to sell the team to Michelle Kang, and sell the shares, and all of a sudden he's not doing it, and there's been a lot of bad stuff happening inside the club with like allegations and stuff like that. Right before I recorded this, actually, there was something about the Spirit not being able to, like, be in NWSL meetings. Oh, and they broke COVID protocol, and so they forfeited their last 2 matches. So they actually really needed this game to go well for them because they're trying to make that playoff push. But I'm not going to go really farther into the Spirit. Like, that's obviously the team I support, but, like, right now it's, like, kind of hard to do that. But going into the game itself, the Spirit won 2-1. This is like a familiar match because in the last time they faced each other, Kansas City got an early goal and the Spirit got two later goals to get the win. Kansas City got an early goal and the Spirit gets a PK and stoppage time in the first half. Sullivan buries it, and this is right after the international break again. She got her first international goal. She's looking really good. And they started off the second half strong with McCune getting her first NWSL goal as well. This puts Spirit in the last playoff spot at the moment with goal differential with the dash because they're tied with points, but they have better goal differential. And so they're gonna need to keep playing well, especially with their forfeits in the last two games. I was looking at this. The Spirit played the dash in the last game of the season, so if this keeps going, that last game of the season is going to be huge, and it's on Halloween, and I will actually be there. So hopefully, it's going to be a good game to see. Moving on to the last game was OL Reign versus Orlando Pride. Alex Morgan was back in the lineup for the Pride with Sydney LaRue, and she replaced Marza. Ashton Harris was also in goal after that scary neck injury in the last games. Reign got a goal in the third minute, and this goal was scored by Bethany Balser, who now leads the Golden Boot. That was her ninth goal, passing Sydney LaRue. In the 28th minute, Le Summer scored a long-range goal that caught Ashlyn Harris off guard, and another goal scored by Le Summer finished this game basically in the first half. The Pride currently sit in fifth after this loss with 28 points. They're going to need to be more consistent if they're going to be in the playoffs because they're either really good or really bad. I don't know. Reign is actually in second with 35 points, but I don't know how they're going to do next season because I know they have lone players, but not getting into that. I think they can be a serious contender for this NWSL championship. Speaking of the NWSL championship, it's supposed to be at like 9 a.m. on like turf, which is not like good. There's plenty of grass fields to be played on, and it's being played on turf at 9 a.m. in Portland. Like, I understand the stadium size, but, like, what is that achieving? If you want to get more coverage, you don't put a championship game at 9 a.m. local time. So that's, like, if you're on the East Coast, that's, like, 1, maybe? I don't really math. But, yeah, I don't really know what that's about. Moving on now to WSL. And, yes, I know, as I said, I'd missed the first 2 weeks of the WSL. I was really hoping that I could get organized by the start of the season, but that did not happen. But the table is actually really wacky. I was not expecting this, like, at all. Like, if you would have told me at the start of the season that week 3 this would be the table, I would not have believed you. I'm going to start with Everton versus Birmingham City. Everton got their first win of the season with a 3-1 victory. Everton got an early start with a goal in the 13th minute, but Birmingham got an equalizer in the 32nd minute. Everton got a late go-ahead goal in the 73rd minute, and they secured the win in stoppage time. Birmingham is in last place currently with no wins. Everton got pushed into 9th with their first win of the season. Next was Brighton versus Aston Villa. Aston Villa got the 1-0 win, and Aston Villa's in 3rd, which I'm telling you, I'm surprised by that. They have a win, a tie, and another win. They got their only goal right after the half in the 48th minute. They haven't faced much competition playing West Ham, Leicester, and Brighton. So once I feel like once they face Man United, Man City, Chelsea, like, they're going to move down the table, obviously, because they've had harder matches, and that's probably why they're so up in the table. But we'll see as the season goes on. Moving on to West Ham versus Leicester. West Ham getting their first win, beating newly promoted Leicester. And they seem like they're struggling in the WSL. They haven't won yet, and they're in 10th place. And West Ham moves into 7th place. Going on to Tottenham versus Reading. Tottenham wins 1-0, and this puts Tottenham in 2nd with 3 wins. And this is very surprising because Tottenham did not have a really good season last year. But they also haven't faced that much competition. They're only behind Arsenal, who's been having a really good season. Reading remains winless, and they're in 11th, just above Birmingham City on goal differential. Moving on to the matches you probably want to hear about is Man United-Chelsea and Man City-Arsenal. That was a really big weekend, and Most of the time, I'm going to go more in depth with these Man United, Man City, Chelsea, and Arsenal matches because, one, those are probably the most important matches in the league because they always finish 1-2-3, and then Man United finishes kind of wherever. They're growing, though, so I'm going to keep my focus on them, too. I guess I'll start with Man United versus Chelsea. Chelsea ended up kind of crushing Man United 6-1. Last match was really close with a 2-1 Chelsea win, but this game was a blowout. Fran Kirby scored her 50th WSL goal, joining a select few with 50 goals. Two goals for Sam Kerr, one goal for Harder, one goal for Spence, and Jessie Fleming scored her first goal in stoppage time. And if you listen to the Olympic edition, you know how much of a Jessie Fleming fan I am. Jessie Fleming fan. I had to wear the jersey today because she scored her first goal. Man United's goal was scored by Russo. So that's not looking good for United, but Chelsea's now in fourth, which is surprising because everyone thought they would be at the top again, but it's because they faced Arsenal in their first match, and I'll go into that probably later because I'll review that match at the end of this. But yeah, moving on to Arsenal versus Man City. Last time, City won 2-1, and this time Arsenal beat Man City 5-0. This is really surprising. I thought it'd be close, even though Man City did have a lot of injuries. I really thought it would be closer. I'm just going to read the stats off for this game because it just seems so weird. Okay, the team stats for this was Arsenal with 16 shots versus Man City's 9. Arsenal had 8 shots on target versus Man City's 3. But this is where I really got confused with Arsenal only having 35% possession in this game versus 65. And I'm like, they scored 5 goals. And, like, Man City had more passing and higher passing accuracy. So I'm just, like, really surprised by that. But Arsenal has a really good attack. And the goal scorers for this game were Miedema, of course, getting the first goal of the game. She's just insane. I'm not even going to go into that. Kim Little got 2 goals, one coming off a penalty. Caden McCabe scored. And Williamson got a goal in stoppage time. And even though I'm a Chelsea fan, I love to see Arsenal. I love to see seeing Williamson score because she's, like, such a big Arsenal, like, leader. Like, she's probably going to be the future captain of Arsenal, future captain of England. So, going into Arsenal, they're in first currently with 9 points undefeated. They played Chelsea in the season opener, and that game was stressful to watch. Arsenal won 3-2. I'm not going to go into the debate on it because one of Beth Mead's goals looked offsides, but there's no VAR in this league yet, and I'm really hoping for that because it's kind of treating the WSL like second class. Like, because even in, like, the championships for the men, they have VAR. Like, I don't know. It's kind of making this league, like, not as good as it can be. That concludes, like, the matches I wanted to go over. This episode's kind of longer but, like, I also wanted to go a little bit into the Women's Champions League and just what kind of happened over international break. I didn't really do research. Like, I do research for all the games, but I didn't really do research in this. These are just things that I saw that kind of shocked me. Man City is out of the Champions League, but Man City's had a lot of injuries. That's also why they lost against Arsenal. They have literally a whole, like, basically half their team's injured. So that's also a reason probably why they got crushed by Arsenal. But they lost to Real Madrid in the Women's Champions League, so they're out completely. Like, Chelsea hasn't even played yet because they reached the championship last year. So, like, Chelsea hasn't even played yet because they didn't have to do, like, the group qualifiers. But, yeah, Man City's out. Arsenal's moving on. They played their group things. I guess that's it for the Champions League. International break, a lot of teams played. England and Netherlands were teams to watch, but they're both having new managers. The Netherlands tied, I think, the Czech Republic, which was really surprising, but then they won later. I forget who they played. But England crushed, I don't even know who they played. England crushed both of their opponents, and Australia lost to Ireland, which was shocking, on Sam Kerr's, like, 100th cap. As you say, I'm not 100% sure on all these facts. These are just off of memory, and I didn't do research. But yeah, but I guess that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening if you made it this far. Hopefully I'll be back next week with some more NWSL and WSL and FA Cup fixtures, because those are also this week for the WSL teams. So yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.